been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the June 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers, plural, Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson, coming to you live from beautiful Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where it is indeed quite pleasant today. And we have a pretty good start to the market here, Paul, so far. In fact, if anything, it's gathered a little bit of steam since it opened. As we speak, the NASDAQ is up 62 points right now. After kind of a rough up day on Friday, the NASDAQ sits at 7,858. Who knows, maybe it will make a run at 8,000 again this week. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just 32 points right now. It is at 26,121, and the S&P 500 is up 0.25%. It's up 7 points to 2,894. The Russell 2000 up 7. That's 0.5%. So today it's the NASDAQ and the Russell 2000, the more risk-on stocks of the market, area of the market, leading the market today. That's a good sign. Crude oil, which finally caught a bid last week after a couple of tankers attacks. Crude oil, however, down 37 cents today to $52.14. Gold is also flat today. It has been catching a bid recently. It's at 1,343, but it's been mired in that 1,300 area for quite some time. And the 10-year not catching a bid today. In fact, we're going up 1 basis point to 2.09% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson here in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Let's see. I begin the week today. I always like to see how many B-plus or better ranked stocks I have. That kind of gives me the temperature of the market. 562 today, Paul, out of 5,140. That's about 10% of my database. That is a very healthy number on the market right now. And, of course, I gave a lot more metrics on the market over the weekend in my newsletter. But today, as I counted my B-plus or better ranked stocks, that means value plus momentum, 562 currently meet that criteria. A-plus momentum, A-plus, just looking at momentum, the strongest stocks in the market, A-plus or better, 338 such stocks. And a lot of those cross over. A lot of those are B-plus overall grades. A lot of those are crossovers that include the A-plus or better momentum stocks. That is also a very healthy indicator as we begin a new week. Boy, Seattle is coming up, Bellevue. What are we, 1 month? No, we're still 6 weeks out on that. But that will come up very, very quickly. The Best Stocks Now Tour of America, stopping in Seattle on Tuesday, July 30th, Wednesday, July 31st, Thursday, August 1st. The plane tickets have been bought. The hotel has been booked, and we will be there for 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to meet with you in person if you would like such a meeting. We will be at the Embassy Suites in Bellevue, right off the freeway there. If you would like to make an appointment to meet with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. I guess we've had a little issue with the website. I didn't know, but when you go to sign up for a free 4-week trial, It's actually been down for a couple of weeks. I thought, you know what? I thought maybe people just don't care anymore. They just don't listen to the Best Stocks Now. It's not the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour anymore. Well, we found out there was something there. It looked like a hack job. And we are fixing that, patching that up today. If you go to GundersonCapital.com and want a free 4-week trial to my newsletter, I give you 2 weeks of the full enchilada, 2 weeks of the premium newsletter, and then we drop you to the free newsletter, which goes out every week, which still has a whole lot of information in it. Well, as we ended last week, we had slight losses. Don't you think it was mostly Broadcom in that tech sector, Paul?
Yeah, the NASDAQ.
It was the NASDAQ, and it was around the semiconductors, and there's still all of that Huawei business out there. And in fact, if you look at the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, I don't know why they get the Semiconductor Index in Philadelphia. Do we make a lot of semiconductors in Philadelphia? But anyways, the Philly Semiconductor Index sank 2.6% on Friday, and that was the drag in the market. And I will watch Broadcom this week. Broadcom has been a pretty good performer over the years, but you know that semiconductor industry is cyclical, and it is being impacted right now by the tariff war going on between the U.S. and China. And as you know, when there is a macro change in a sector or in individual stocks, I reassess that change and see if it has any impact on earnings, and more importantly, earnings expectations. Well, this is going to be another Fed week. Should I fly you to wait outside for that big announcement on Wednesday?
The briefcase indicator?
Yes, the briefcase indicators. You watch Jerome Powell trudge in with his Dunkin' Donuts and his Dunkin' Coffee and see how much cream is in the cup so we know whether he's dovish or bearish or whatever. Wall Street futures, they were suggesting a little gain they were this morning, and it is following through today, and the Fed will begin their meeting, I think, tomorrow. I think it's a two-day meeting, and then about Wednesday, 2:30 our time, is that 2:30? I want to say about 2:30 on Wednesday, they will announce their decision. Do you see a rate cut?
Probably not till next month.
That's what I think, too. I think they'll keep rates alone. I think they still are waiting to see where and how and what and when and why the tariff war goes and what kind of impact that it might have.
Although, Bill, the Empire State Manufacturing Index was a big miss.
Big miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
26 points miss.
All right, he's carrying jelly donuts. That means rate cut on Wednesday. We'll see. I've got some news on Dunkin' Donuts here in a minute coming up. World markets overnight, not much. Hong Kong up 0.4%. They still have drama over there. You know, they finally did away with that bill that was going to make it a lot easier to extradite a dissident from Hong Kong to Beijing. Just pluck them right out of the protest crowd and extradite them. But traffic in Hong Kong finally returned to normal today, and that's helping the Hang Seng Index. And the chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, who is a puppet of the Red Chinese, caved into pressure and suspended the passage of a bill on Saturday. But critics of the proposal are still calling for her resignation and demanding that the legislation be withdrawn completely. And while our Fed here is meeting, they're meeting in Sintra, Portugal. You ever been to Sintra, Portugal?
I have, actually. It's
you
beautiful.
Have?
I have.
Oh, man.
It's a beautiful country.
I never expected a yes answer to that question. Is it on the coast?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what city they're meeting in. They said Central Portugal.
Oh, okay.
Did
and
they give a city?
What about, did you have paella? Paella while you were there? Any of the paella dishes?
And that's more Spain, but
okay.
Yeah, there's good food for sure.
Yes. I went to school with a lot of Portuguese because in San Diego we had a large tuna industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Portuguese who were the captains of the boats. And a lot of my friends went out for the summer fishing for tuna and came home, dropped their tuna off at Bumblebee Seafood or Chicken of the Sea or whatever, and they ended up with nice little sports cars. They made some good money doing that. Well, the European Central Bank, kicking off its annual forum in Portugal, the event is often a market mover, all right? In fact, back in 2017, Draghi sent the euro soaring with his assertion that the threat of inflation is gone. Well, we'll see what comes out of Portugal this year. Maybe I'll fly you there instead.
I love it.
Yeah, way better than watching, Jerome Powell carry his briefcase. All right, this is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value.
Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're keeping up. The market's still firmly in the positive this morning, especially on the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, as they say. You know, we got a few clients that received a nice check in the mail on Friday. I was looking at our bond portfolios today, and I saw this big, nice jump. In the value of these portfolios on Friday. I said, what the heck happened? Well, they received an interest check, a semi-annual interest check from two companies. And, boy, I tell you, that portfolio is off to a very good start. You know, not only have we have seen some capital appreciation, but you got that yield of over 4% going on there. So if you would like information on the bond portfolio, which it's the sleep at night portfolio, steady as she goes, take away a lot of that volatility and hold those bonds until maturity. And, of course, the principal is there. As long as the company's still there and they don't default, and we tried to choose very good companies, they come from the Best Stocks Now list. And if you'd like to have some safe money in the markets, safer money in the markets, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. I like this idea. The U.S. Trade Representative's office will kick off 7 days of testimony from U.S. retailers, manufacturers, and other businesses about President Trump's plan to hit another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods with tariffs. I like the idea of cooler heads prevailing here. And give our retailers and our manufacturers and other businesses that might be affected 7 days. Let's hear from them. What do you think will be the overwhelming consensus from this group of people, Paul? You think they're for these tariffs or against these tariffs?
I would say against.
I would say against, too. I would say that there's a lot of companies that have invested heavily in the supply chains that they have, and I think a lot of businesses are being disrupted by this. It's made our own U.S. economy a little bit more unpredictable. Others would say it's a necessary evil in order to get an evil in line over there in China who's been taking advantage of players in the world for a long time and stealing trade secrets and whatnot. But I just think it's a good idea, 7 days of testimony from U.S. That'd be interesting. You know, hopefully on a daily basis we can bring you some news from individual companies that are there being representative and what they think. And, of course, they're looking at this next round of tariffs July the 2nd. That's just a few weeks out. And then after these seven companies get to testify, there will be a 7-day final rebuttal period. So anyways, I just like a little bit of public and private input here into this course that we are going on right now. The duties could hit consumer goods hard, okay? Now here are the consumer goods that us, the consumers, will feel it in. The cell phone market, the laptop computers, toys, video game consoles, television sets, clothing, and footwear. You know, I don't see fishing equipment there, so I'm good with everything there. I'm okay. Long as fishing equipment. You know what? A lot of that fishing equipment is probably made in China now, too, these days. And in the meanwhile, let's not forget that there is a tariff war going on with India.
Yeah.
India will impose higher retaliatory tariffs on 28 U.S. products, including almonds, apples, and walnuts. Take that, California. from Sunday following Washington's decision to strip the country of preferential access to American markets. So that war also going on. We do about $142 billion in trade back and forth with China, which is a sevenfold increase since with India since 2001. Well, our friend Jeffrey Gundlach, whom I'm almost, he's like Peter Schiff light. He's getting to be a Peter Schiff very much. Double line, loves to grab the headlines, loves to make bold predictions. And the other thing he has in common with Peter Schiff is he's rarely right. Okay.
Exactly.
Double line CEO Jeffrey Gundlach, also known as the Bond King. See, he unthroned Bill Gross, who is now out of the business. Gundlach sees a 40 to 45% chance of recession in the next 6 months. Now, he's been saying that for the last 24 months, rising to a 65% chance. Boy, this guy's like, you know, the weatherman here. In 12 months, he told investors on a webcast after Thursday's close. What does he like? Gold. He's long on gold. On the basis that he sees the dollar ending the year lower. I agree with him about the dollar. And the reason I agree with him about the dollar, I watch the charts every week of the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar, generally, when the Fed gets really dovish, the dollar does not like that. The dollar does not like that. And the dollar has been selling off recently, and usually the gold and the dollar go in opposite directions. But Gundlach has been warning of a recession now for quite some time. Suffice it to say, that's another thing he's got in common with Peter Schiff. He likes gold now. All right. Now, this is good news. We keep our pulse on the economy. Our finger on the pulse of the economy. That is the main artery here that drives the stock market. And, of course, one of those coronary that flow off of that is the earnings of the S&P 500. The New York Fed and Atlanta both boost their models for Q2. Okay, we've been, what, in the low ones, 1.2, 1.3? The Atlanta Fed's GDP estimate is now 2.1%, okay? With that in mind, it'd be pretty hard to see a Fed rate cut on Wednesday. Now, to me, Paul, that is more ammunition than anything that the Fed will take into that meeting. And I'm saying no jelly donuts on Thursday. Just the powdered ones that are always left. You ever notice when someone brings in a... Yeah, the last one's left, okay? Right. And usually there's like one bite taken out of it or something. And somebody said, here, you know. Anyways, I don't see jelly donuts on Wednesday. Not with the GDP going from 1.4 to 2.1. And the New York Fed is citing surprises from retail sales, capacity utilization. I know you're on top of that.
That's right.
Is our capacity being utilized correctly these days? And industrial data. How's our industrial data right now? It's a fun business, you know, all of this stuff. But anyways, that's pretty good news. 2.1% from 1.4 is a big, big jump. All right. You know, I've been commenting a lot recently on Twitter about Facebook, the mighty Facebook FB. And when we come back, there's been something that I have really, really noticed about the stock. And I want to bring that to your attention. And there's more news on Facebook today. Is it good news? Is it bad news? How is the stock reacting? Do we still own our Facebook here at Gunderson Capital Management? Is it fair to say it's one of the more controversial stocks in the market today, right now? I would say it and Boeing and a few select others seem to grab headlines every single day. And they're not good headlines, but there is a headline out there on Facebook, and we'll be right back and report on that. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson.
1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Facebook. You know, a couple of stocks are getting a lot of bad press and continuing to get a lot of bad press. Boeing, obviously, number one. I have to say number two is Facebook. You know, with all of the the glitches that they have had with their privacy, invasions of privacy, denying it, and finding out they weren't being honest. But I'm going to say that this is my observation of the stock. It seems like no matter how bad the news is on Facebook, investors continue to buy the earnings growth at Facebook. Let's keep in mind that over the last 5 years, Facebook has delivered earnings growth of 72% per year. Now, all of the arguments, all of the cynics, all of the the dart throwers are going to say, well, it's only the kids are not on Facebook anymore. The youth don't use Facebook anymore. They've got bad press. They've got invasions of privacy. It seems like there's not a day that goes by that their CEO is not in the news with more bad news. And yet, the stock is breaking out again today, and it's been on a tear here for the last 2 weeks because it would seem that earnings are trumping the news. Facebook is looking for 32% growth in earnings this year. Now, let's just take a look at the Best Stocks Now app. What I like about the app, it's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It's not a liberal. It's not a conservative. It doesn't read the news every day. The app just looks at the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, ma'am, every day. And it reports back on two major criteria that I use to judge stocks by. One, valuation. My app currently has a five-year target price on Facebook, FB, of $362 per share. And as of Friday, that would have given it 96% upside potential over the next 5 years. I require 80% or more. Is 96 greater than 80? Yes. You know, I always got mixed up on those signs. Greater than, less than, equal to, greater than or equal to. Well, yes, 95 is greater than 80. Therefore, Facebook currently has an A value grade. Okay? It passes my test for valuation. But I don't stop there because a lot of times stocks look undervalued on the surface. And then you look a little bit below the surface. And guess what? The momentum and the chart are horrible. I've seen many cheap value stocks that looked like they were, just great buys on the surface from a PE, price to sales, price to book, price to cash flow point of view. But the second requirement that I have is momentum. Alpha. How has Facebook done on the alpha front? Well, recently it's really kind of picked up. In fact, I show the stock with a momentum grade right now of A. In fact, over the last 3 months, Facebook's up 22% while the market's up 2%. And you know what's funny about the last 3 months? Hasn't there been nothing but bad news?
All bad news.
All bad news. Has there been any good news other than the stock chart is breaking out and that Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour continues to own it in his premier growth portfolio? Other than that, it's been nothing but negative press on the stock, which creates value also sometimes, right? Now, one more fact. Over the last 5 years, Facebook does not have a 10-year track record yet, but over the last 5 years since going public, the stock has delivered 25% per year average annual returns with no guarantees going forward. And the market has done 8.3. In other words, Facebook stock has tripled. It's run. Have you ever lapped somebody on the track, Josh? I know you're a good runner. Now, not at 400 meters. No, to lap a guy. But how about like 3 miles? Come on.
Well, I've been lapped many times. I'm the only guy that's been lapped in a 100-meter dash. Did you know that? I got lapped, you know. That's pretty bad. Well, you know, the ankles aren't what they used to be, the knees, the hip, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, Facebook has lapped the market three times over the last 5 years, okay, in a five-lap, five-mile race, three times. No guarantees going forward, but what I am saying is that Facebook currently has the valuation, it has the momentum, and that places it at number 21 in the world out of 5,144 stocks. And just look at the chart there, Paul. FB, what do you see? What do you see in that FB chart today in the last
week? Oh, it's a great upward trend.
Great chart. Great chart. Breaking out with a vengeance today. Now, here's the reason being given today. It has to do with Bitcoin.
Right.
Bitcoin goes up over $9,000 per coin on Facebook's crypto plans. Now, this may be a brilliant move by Facebook. Bitcoin leaped across the $9,000 mark on Sunday for the first time since May 2008, boosted by reports that Facebook will release a white paper on a new cryptocurrency. Wow, they're going to come up with their own cryptocurrency. Experts say the involvement of large companies in the crypto space is boosting sentiment as it gives a degree of legitimacy to an industry long plagued by talks of illegal activity, speculative trading, and regulatory scrutiny. So, Facebook is now a crypto play. And with Facebook using crypto as currency on their site, Josh, does that not bring in younger users? I'm not going to use cryptocurrency, and and I am on Facebook from time to time, but the younger users has long been the argument I've heard that, you know, they've deserted Facebook, obviously, for Snapchat and Instagram and WhatsApp and all this other kind of stuff. But with their use of crypto now on the site, maybe that brings back the younger listeners. Speaking of older folks, Paul, were you in line at Target over the weekend?
Luckily, no.
Either was I. I hate Target. Oh. That's like the last place I would go. I have to be desperate to go to Target. Walmart, yes. Target for me is a no. But anyways, their whole system went down. Maybe they took down our the same people that took down Target took down our 4-week trial to the newsletter, portion of our website. But that'll be back up here real quickly. Target had an outage, big outage, worldwide that created lines. Pimento cheese was getting old very quickly as you stood in line. Crackers, bread was getting stale, but they got it back up and running. In the meantime, Boeing, well, the Air Force believes in Boeing. They got a $6.5 billion contract. And the work will be performed in St. Louis, Missouri. $6 billion worth of all kinds of stuff for the U.S. Air Force. Did we buy any Chewy on the IPO? No.
No.
We weren't in Chewy. Chewy is the, what would you call it? It's related to PetSmart. I mean, it's a spinoff by PetSmart. Let's just show, we've had a hot streak here in IPOs. Let's just look at this Chewy IPO that we missed out on. You know, I just think the market's getting a little frothy when the Chewy IPO takes off. Huh?
A little reminiscent of a bygone era.
I'll say, if this is a $14 billion company, you can order pet products through Chewy.com. Your dog food will be here tomorrow. Do they have same-day delivery on dog food, next-day delivery? Oh, yeah. I don't know. One-day delivery on milk bones?
Maybe it'll be pets.com again.
Yeah, pets.com all over. Yeah. This is a $14 billion company with no earnings. It is down $1.25 today, chewy.com. And here's the Dunkin' Donuts news before we get to our featured stock of the day. In the final segment of the show, Dunkin' Donuts begins national delivery service rollout. See, we could order the donuts about an hour before the show, and they ought to be here by showtime. 400 Dunkin' Donuts. Uh-oh, New York City only. All right. Well, we'll have to wait for it to come to Mount Pleasant. When we come back, there is a deal in the biotech industry on a highly rated stock in the app. And then we have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it looks like we're going to finish the show about where we opened the show with the market. So pretty strong start to a new week here. We kind of are in the summer doldrums a little bit. We're in between earnings season. A lot of big money managers on vacation. But look, the institutions, they're active in the market, and they're about 80% of the daily volume that we see in the market. The Fidelities, the Schwabs, the T. Rowe Prices of the world, they can really, really, really move markets around and muscle different stocks around. Well, I'm going to pull one from our emerging growth portfolio. In baseball vernacular, I've used this analogy before, our premier growth portfolio is the major leagues. In fact, it's the all-stars, all right? The Ultra Growth is down a notch, AAA, hoping to make it to the majors someday. And then below that, AA, which is the emerging growth portfolio. Currently owns about 22, 23 stocks in there. And these are young stocks that hope to get pulled up to AAA someday and maybe someday be a major leaguer. I remember when some of these major leaguers were small, much smaller companies at one time. You take an Ulta Beauty or a Lululemon, which are now large cap companies. At one time, they were very small companies like AppFolio. Well, I never heard of that one. Well, I found it using my app. AppFolio was in my app, and I added it a few years ago, and it started rising in the ranks, and I've been watching it, and now I own it in my emerging growth portfolio. It's as aggressive as it gets here at Gunderson Capital Management. AppFolio is a $3.5 billion market cap company, which puts it solidly in the small cap arena. The symbol is APPF. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of a stock that meets my two criteria. And my two criteria are valuation, momentum, and I like to see a good, healthy stock chart. AppFolio develops cloud-based software. Josh, you know all about cloud-based software. His father is a cloud-based software guy. And the cloud is growing very, very rapidly, and it's one of the hottest areas in the market. AppFolio designs software for small and medium-sized businesses in property management and the legal industries. What do you think, Paul? Is the legal industry a growing industry?
I wouldn't think so.
You ever watch the local news?
Oh, there sure are a lot of ads.
Every ad is for an accident attorney. Dial 999-999-9999, and I'll get you the money you deserve.
No.
Hey, I saw another thing, just on another subject. Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. But they want to pass a law that in these drug ads,
right,
you got to list the price of your drug.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like that.
Besides all the side effects. And then they give you the price. You'd probably never, ever, ever take that drug. Of course, the drug companies are against it. Okay, back to AppFolio. legal industries, property management, cloud-based software. Where are they headquartered? I always like to know where these companies are. They're usually somewhere in California. Yep, Santa Barbara, California. $3.5 billion company. This stock is currently ranked at number 108 out of 5,144. Look at these last 4 years of return. So far this year, it's up 65%. Last year, it was up 43%. The year before that, 74%. And the year before that, 63%. That's its four-year return. That works out to an average three-year return of 96% per year, while the market is 11.6. That's some serious alpha there. And the beat goes on. Over the last 12 months, Appfolio, APPF, is up 94%. The market's up 3.8. All right. So we've got momentum dripping with momentum. Momentum despair. Valuation. Well, it's not cheap, but I'm using a projecting earnings out over it. They do make money. In fact, they were profitable in 2017. They doubled their earnings in 2018. They're looking for flat earnings this year, but then 44% increase in earnings next year. So there are earnings here. And I do have a pretty hefty target price on this stock. In fact, I have 100% upside potential from the current price of $103. I have a target price of I had $195 as of Friday. And this stock is up 5.7% this morning on a big move, pretty light volume. I don't know if there's news or what. But it is a stock that we own in the emerging growth portfolio and the featured stock of the day, which is always an example that I pull from my database of 5,142 stocks of one that meets that very stringent criteria, a valuation that makes sense, and some momentum and alpha there in the stock. Well, you know, we start at the safest portfolio of all, which is the bond portfolio. It's off to a very, very good start. Then we step down to the all-star premier growth, where I try to find the best large cap growth stocks. Gave the example of Facebook in that portfolio today. Then I have my next step, which is the ultra growth, and then on down to the emerging growth portfolio. I put out my newsletter every single week. We're going to have that back up here in the next few hours so that you can sign up to get a four-week trial to the newsletter. We're coming to Seattle in 6 weeks. The plane tickets are bought. If you'd like to meet with us while we are in Bellevue at the Embassy Suites Hotel, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST or Gunderson Capital. That's GundersonCapital.com. Last week's newsletter was full of information about the portfolios we own, the results that have been put up so far, and, of course, the big macro outlook where it all begins. It all begins at that macro outlook. We're in the 11th year of this current bull market. How much further can it go? It all depends on earnings. GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.